Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir for Women, Shir number 76. The book, May You Have a Day, by Chaya Rivka Zawalinsky, brings this yesod. I think the similar concept is a dialogue between many tzaddikim and el tamidim. Someone once came to Rav Nosson of Breslov and asked this famous question, that if all the tzaddikim of the previous generations, with all their efforts, couldn't succeed in bringing Mashiach, how will he come? We're weak. We're not pious. How can we usher this era of redemption and peace on this world? And if the question was then certainly us, hundreds of years later, it's even more of a question. How low we feel of how much we could accomplish. How do we expect to bring Mashiach and the Geula and to do everything we need to do in order to bring it? And he answered with this story, that there was once a very well-fortified city surrounded by a very thick stone wall. Everyone said it was invincible, couldn't conquer the city. One day, a nearby king said, I'm going to conquer the city. Looked at the fortifications, examined the walls, called together his top generals. And the king said, take your top troops, the mightiest warriors of my kingdom, attack the city, bring down that wall, conquer it. And the soldiers tried, they made slight scratch, they were defeated. The king wasn't deterred, sent a second battalion, special forces, to knock down the wall, conquer the city. They made slight scratches in it as well. They were also defeated. Then he sent the soldiers that remained, and they tried, and they were defeated too. The entire army was destroyed. King refused to give up. He once again rode close to the enemy site of the city with his ministers. He examined the walls. There were cracks in the walls. The king says, you know something? The previous battalions achieved something important. They made the wall weaker so that even the weakest among us can take the city down. And what the king did, he sent a few stragglers, some peasants, some farmers, some teenagers, and they knocked down the wall, the ready weakened wall. They conquered the city. Nosson said, his followers, the same idea, that even though the previous generations did not succeed in bringing Mashiach, they succeeded in making the cracks in the walls. We may not be elite, but we make the effort, we can bring the walls down and bring down Mashiach Tzidkenu and bring peace on this world. We can knock those walls down. The Arizal said it in somewhat a different vein when Reb Chaim Vital asked him, his Talmud asked him this very question. He said something to the effect of, is that because the Tanoim and Amiram, those high generations, they were such high people, they were able to accomplish great things. And these days, the Nisayon is harder. There's a more of a Hester Punim. We're weaker. And because we are weaker, any little effort we make in Avodas Hashem, any little effort we do to turn to Hashem for Torah and Mitzvahs, is extremely valuable to Hashem in a way even more than the effort then, because of the difficulty of the darkness and the Hester Panim that we have. If that was true then in the Arizal's times, how much certainly more true it is in our times, where it's so hard to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are so inundated with the influence of the streets in so many ways, in so many tests, and we still hold strong and do these things and tremendous chesed in most unbelievable ways. Hashem treasures every small thing we do. And we're doing, Baruch Hashem, a lot of great things. Mika Amcha Yisrael. We should never get discouraged. And just like we just talked now about the overall Klal Yisrael effect of bringing the Geula, we need to understand the value of every individual, every single individual doing their part to bring the Geula Shleima and to conquer the city, to bring Mashiach and to bring the Geula. As you're observing other people do it, or as a klal, you befrat, you specific individual, brings the Geula closer by bringing your inner Geula, by bringing light into your own home, by bringing that light when you have in your home. You work towards Shalom Bayis. You work towards leading, doing the best you can in your own inner self-work that we talked about in the previous Shiurim. Then you bring that light and you bring Klal Yisrael closer. So when you do a good deed, it could be a private good deed, between you and your husband, you and your wife, you and your children, whatever it may be, or to your friends, your neighbors, these small things of keeping Shabbos better or being nizer in a mitzvah more, whatever it is. Don't think you're just doing it for yourself. Yes, you are. And you're bringing light into your own neshama. You're bringing light into your own environment. And you're going to see personal yeshuas and geulas. But you actually are attributing to the light in Klal Yisrael. When Hashem looks around at us and is trying, and we're building the Beis HaMikdash upstairs, and he sees a home, a little home anywhere in the world, and it could be your very home, and Hashem decides, based on what you're doing, I'm bringing the Shekhinah in your home. Now your home is full of light. That adds another house, another light to the whole candelabra, to the whole Ur of Mashiach that's to come. We have to remember that. It's such an important insight. And of course, this goes into the main nekuda of what will bring the Geula, is Ahavas Yisrael. That was the main cause of our Churban, the reverse of that. So Chafetz Chaim said, and many other old tzaddikim say the same thing. That was the Shayrish, that's the reason we're in Golis all this long. It's not long Sheitlich, it's not internet, it's not any of these things. Not to negate any important thing that we have to work on in Klal Yisrael. But the Shayrish, Shebesh, Shayrish, Shebesh, Shayrish is the Havas Yisrael, because when you have that, everything else will fall into place. So remember that Yisrael of Ahavas Yisrael, which we will talk about more in the upcoming Shir Be'ezras Hashem. But believe, just like we talked about, believing your Koyach HaTfilah. We had so many Shiurim lately in these series of women's Shiurim that we talked about believing in yourself, believing in your value, not letting your modesty or lack of self-importance or your weaknesses get the better of you into thinking that you're worthless or that you can't accomplish in your tefillis or in your connection with Hashem to accomplish tremendous, amazing things. Never let that happen. Never not believe in yourself and your belief in your own tefillis, like we talked about, and belief in your own talents and goodness to be brought out. And Hashem wants it from you. And how we talked about never to be discouraged from the obstacles that come our way or come your way. And to have confidence and emunah and betachin in Hashem that He wants you and He desires you and He wants to have a relationship with you, whether you feel worthy of it or not, whether you actually are right now worthy of it or not. Even if there's still a long way to go in where you feel you need to correct, Hashem loves you the way you are now, wants a relationship with you, never give up on that. Hold on to that. And you are bringing down that wall that will conquer that city, that will bring Mashiach. You personally, individually, as part of the Klal, indispensable to the Klal. Talked about many people who are Isaac B'Tzarchei Tzibur, big tzaddikim and gedolei Yisrael that worry about all huge kehillas. It only works if you care about every single individual within that kehillah. You start off with the people around you, your immediate surroundings, to improve the relationships with your own family members. Your parents, your siblings, your children, of course your husband, and everyone around you. And you spread it from there. Of course, developing the relationship, a healthy relationship with yourself. To use, like we talked in previous shiurim, also the right balance. Not using unhealthy guilt, just healthy guilt. Not using unhealthy shame, just a healthy, adequate shame, just enough to build you up to self-correct or what you need to correct, but never to drag you down into despair as you are trying to correct yourself. Remember that always. So that is the idea, to believe in yourself, to believe in our Dar, no matter what's going on. You will look deep, you will see how Klal Yisrael is doing beautiful, tremendous things. As much problems as there are, and there are, and it's being addressed, and it needs to be addressed, of things that are problematic around us or within us. We need to work on that, of course, not ignore it, especially with our own selves. Work on our own self, work on this area, but see the good. There's so much good. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. So much beautiful things are taking place. People that are willing to help another Yid, no matter what and where and when. to visit people in hospitals that are lonely, to make sure they're provided food, the Tekiah Shofar, the Megillah Laning, the Ruchnius and the Gashmius, and watching and caring over people, davening over people, the Tehillim groups and the Chesed groups. It's unbelievable. And you could be part of it in your own small way. Never feel small. Take pride in other people that are doing this, and you do your little part as best as you could. And you try as best as you could. Hashem doesn't expect what's beyond you. And develop that connection with Hashem, because Hashem wants that connection with you. And light that light in your home that will bring the Shekhinah closer. Light that light in yourselves and spread it to others with positive influence to make this world a better place, to make those around you better, by influencing them in a better way, by you working on yourself and influencing yourself in the better way, in a most beautiful way. Bracha v'atzlacha.